I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1210, More Than Money. What matters more than money? More than position, more than fame, more than things, more than status. You know, in our culture, it's almost assumed that if you get the chance to quote-unquote move up in the world, and by that we mean better-paying job with more benefits and prestige, why, you'll take it. But you shouldn't. At least not automatically. Those things that others seek will not satisfy you. The devil lies to you. Stop listening. I know lots of people in my ministry who have taken the money and they got the misery with it. They lost their marriages, lost their kids, even lost their health. But they got the money, the toy, and the titles. Big deal. There are more important matters that will really, really satisfy. Let's talk. As you know, T2G, The Two Greatest, is after the two greatest commandments, which is about love, not about things, not about title, not about status. Let me share with you this touching story from Steve May. Centuries ago, John Fawcett was the pastor of a small, struggling church in Wainsgate, England. Since he was a talented and dynamic preacher, he received an offer to be the pastor of a large, affluent church in London. It was a great opportunity, but it presented a problem. His dearly loved congregation loved him, and it was killing them to leave. After he and his wife packed away all their belongings, the members of the church came to see them off. And during their goodbyes, Mary Fawcett said to her husband, "John, I can't bear to leave." He thought for a moment and said, "Neither can I, so we won't. This is our home. These are our people, and here is where we'll stay." John Fawcett spent his entire 54-year ministry serving this one church. Shortly after making this decision to stay, he wrote these words, "Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above." That's the verse everyone knows, but here's one of the other verses. "We share each other's woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other flows the sympathizing tear." There's a reason why old-fashioned things like Sunday school classes and home Bible studies are still a great idea. It's not only about the lessons we learn, it's about what we experience in the community of others. It's so much more than just an advertising slogan. Life is better when we're connected. The early church understood that. In Acts chapter 2, verses 46 and 47, it says this, "And they," talking about the early Christians, "broke bread in their homes. They ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying favor with all the people." Here's the great question. Be honest. Is there anything in your life right now that's been elevated to a higher place than loving relationships with God and others? Let's pray. Father, we remember today the words of the Apostle John, "Little children, keep yourself from idols." An idol is anything that keeps us from T2G. An idol is anything that comes between us and loving relationships. God, thank you for showing us through Jesus that nothing is more valuable. Not money, not position, not power, not things. Nothing is more valuable than loving you and loving others. Thank you for John Fawcett and that dear old hymn. Help us to remember, blessed be the tie that binds. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1211. But in the meantime, Jane and I were strange parents by the world standards. We told our kids, "We want you to love and follow Jesus, period. We don't care if you go to college or not. We don't care what kind of job you hold, as long as it honors Jesus. We don't care how much money you make, or what kind of house you live in, or what kind of car you drive." And at Christmas every year, before we open presents, I would give my speech about how the presents are great and all, but they're only going to love them for a New York minute, then they're going to forget about them and want something else, because only Jesus will satisfy. And today I would add that the community of love found in the church and family, that's where following Jesus is the sweetest. The number one factor in joy and peace in your life is loving God and loving others. And you can take that to the bank. Oh, wait, I guess you can't, because the truth is, there's more to life than money. Thanks be to God.